I think we've got a quorum on the line, so let's go ahead and get started. I think Larry's going to join us at some point. I never got any information or a response back from John, but I think we can go through what we've got on the agenda and have a discussion. I apologize, I'm on the road, so I don't have an agenda in front of me, and so I've asked Mariah to kind of guide us through the agenda. So for just for the purposes of roll call and for the meeting minutes, let's go through and have everyone identify themselves that's on the line, just so Mariah gets a complete list. This is Barry, obviously I'm on, and so if you wouldn't mind, each of you that are on the phone, announce yourself and let her get a record of it.
Kathy.
This is Joe.
Brad, huh?
This is Kurt.
Michael Jordison. Ed Quist.
That's anybody else on the line that's joining us at this point? Sounds like there's not. So, Mariah, did you get a list of everybody that responded?
Yes, I did.
All right. If you guys don't mind, then I would like to go ahead and offer a prayer to get us started, and then we'll move our way through the agenda as quickly as possible to get you back to your Thursday evening activities. So, our kind and gracious Father in heaven, we're grateful this day for the many blessings that we have and for the opportunity that we have to serve one another at Deer Springs. We pray that we might have discussions today in this board meeting that might help us move forward and understand one another and the members that we're responsible for. And we ask for thy spirit to be with us in various places we are, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 All right. Mariah, since you've got the agenda,
yes.
I assume the next thing is to review the meeting minutes and have any suggestions for changes from our last board meeting minutes. I guess that falls under Kathy. Kathy, do you have any suggestions or changes to the meeting minutes as far as that goes?
I made a couple, and I think it was one, and sent it to Mariah, and she went ahead and made that, but I wasn't aware of anybody else that have any changes.
Kurt Jacobson did have a change. Something that I left off was the blacksmith shop for $3,500 added to the potential special project list, so I did add that this afternoon.
Okay, perfect. Is there any other changes or discussion as for the meeting minutes for our January meeting? Is someone willing to go ahead and make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Kathy's made the motion.
Is there a
second? Was that you, Kurt?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got a motion second. Well, since we're on the phone, we'll have to just identify we're voting in favor of. And all in favor can say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed on accepting the meeting minutes as drafted? That sounds like that we have a unanimous approval of the those present on the meeting minutes. So let's put those in the record book and move forward. Mariah, do you want to go ahead and just guide us through the rest of the agenda?
Sure. So next on the list is the treasury report by Joe.
Okay. I have some more paperwork here, but I can't locate it. But we're in good shape. Everybody's on budget as far as I can tell. The checking account's got over $85,000. The savings got over $59,000. We've collected $74,000 of next year's dues, so we're doing really well. Had a few more notes, but for some unknown reason, I can't locate them. But everything's looking good. I do have a question in the financial department. Brad had spent $3,200 on some water troughs, and I went through the contract with Hunt's contract, and I don't see where we should be purchasing any water troughs. I'd kind of like to get a feeling on that from the board.
Okay. Brad, do you have an explanation of this, of the request and kind of what you're looking at and the basis for the ranch paying for these items, or is there something you can, some information you can provide us with so we can have a discussion and make a decision?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Well, what's the expense for? You know, give us a description of what it is that you're asking for as far as that payment. I assume that you can tell us kind of what it's for and where things go, and if it's called for in the Hunt cattle contract, or if it's not, I'm sure you have an opinion one way or the other on that.
The water troughs are installing permanent water troughs in the two places in the well field and over at our Half Moon Reservoir. And when I say permanent, they're I believe 12-foot rubber tires. And so the $3,200 was substantially cheaper than anywhere else that I was able to find. And so I went ahead and pulled the trigger on this guy. And these water troughs are going to be there for years. So, I mean, they're bulletproof. You can shoot it with the rifle. All the troughs we have cost almost as much money as these do, except for there's no delivery charge. But they wear out, and they get holes in them, and they leak, and then we have to replace them. When I say we, I mean the ranch.
Are these troughs that are replacing the old ones, or are these new troughs that we haven't had in those locations before? Tell me a little bit about that.
One is replacing the one out in the well field that we have now, and then the other one would be another one in the well field where we'd run down and be able to partition off and put rotational fences in as per the availability of NRCS funds through Doug Hunt. Actually, all of this stuff we're going to be able to get money back on. So until we do it, we don't get anything. But the notion that things belong to Hunt Cattle Company or Doug Hunt, these are all stuff that would go into the improvement of the ranch, and the ranch owns it. The ranch infrastructure improves the value of the infrastructure, the value to be able to lease the ranch to Doug Hunt or anybody else, and also for a permanent water source that could be turned on and off that would be last for years and years instead of the temporary troughs that's been purchased before.
So let me clarify just a couple things, and I don't want to occupy all the time or airspace here, but are these when you say you pulled the trigger, have these already been ordered and in the process and you're just looking for reimbursement or payment, or is this something that you're looking or wanting to order from here moving into the future?
No, I paid for them with last year's budget money.
Is this 3,200 the amount that you were hoping to hold over from last year that you talked to Mariah about, or is this different?
No, it's just water troughs already paid for with last year's money.
Okay, and so they've already been paid for. As far as that goes, you're not requesting an additional fund to purchase them in the future. Is that right?
No, but it sounds like what the board or Joe is asking is, correct us if I'm wrong, Joe, but it sounds like you're saying that Doug Hunt should buy them.
Well, I went through the contract, and we supply the water, we haul the water, and we pay for the people to deliver the water, but I don't see anywhere in the contract where the ranch is responsible for the budget for buying water troughs for Doug Hunt's cows. I question that aspect of it, yes.
Do you want to just dig a pond and flood it, try to keep flooding the pond, filling the ponds with water? There's plenty of ponds if there are holes out there.
No, my only thought was if the ranch contract states we have to supply the water and the device to hold it, I don't have a problem with it, but all of a sudden we're spending $3,200 to hold water on something that's feeding your cows that wasn't in the contract for the ranch's budget to cover. That's what I'm concerned with. I'm not saying we can't get it approved with a special assessment, but just to pull the trigger on it, it seems to me like it's not in the ranch's budget to have to try to consume that amount of money.
It's obviously in the ranch's budget because it's consumed and gone. So what's your bottom line is here, Joe? What are you saying?
I already said my bottom line. My bottom line is it's not in the contract that the ranch should pay for that portion of your contract. I would assume that you would have bought them on your budget, your Doug Hunt's budget, and the ranch will continue to fill them with water. I could be wrong on that. If they're stipulated in the contract someplace that we're responsible for that, then I don't have a problem with it. But I don't see in the contract where it stipulates we have to buy those and others throughout the ranch for the cattle. It should have been in the original contract, the way I look at it.
Well, we don't.
Well, and this is Barry. I don't think it talked about that in the contract, but my feeling is if on one hand it saves us, if it saves us some money on hauling water to have it there and available and that kind of stuff, then it makes more sense for us to go to that expense. But I don't think it's the ranch's responsibility to buy water troughs. I don't know. I'd have to check with my dad or somebody in the past, but I don't think the ranch has ever purchased water troughs for anybody that's leased the cattle, had the cattle leased before. And I don't know of any water troughs that were purchased even in the first several years of the Hunt lease, but, I think probably what we ought to do is, since this is a little difficult to discuss over the phone, we probably ought to take this issue up and have a further discussion on it. In our next meeting when we're all together and come to a conclusion as to, from the board's perspective, we can't control what the Hunts do or don't do or buy or don't buy, but we need to decide as a board whether that's in the best interest of the ranch and the association to buy these things or not, and so that moving forward then there's a clear delineation as to whether we are or aren't going to supply these kind of things, because I don't think it's our obligation, but that doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't make sense. But it's probably better that we bring this up and discuss it when we're all face-to-face, especially since I had understood that there's a proposal as far as buying tanks in the future. If it's an expense that's already been made and paid for, it's not quite as big of urgency to decide which direction to move right now, and it would probably hold over till our next month's meeting when we're all together. Would that make sense?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, let's hold that discussion again. But I think it's a decision we have to make, and Brad, as we when we do meet, we'll want to understand, you know, kind of your thoughts as far as where we're at and what the future holds. And obviously, if this is an expense that we can expend and get reimbursed from any of the grant money, that's one thing. If it's just money coming out of the association's pocket, then we need to justify to the members why it makes sense for us to do. I don't think it's a requirement in the contract. That doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't make sense, but we need to make a decision so that we're not in the same position next year of trying to explain something that either doesn't make sense or that we don't have an explanation, because it very well makes sense, may make sense. Let's just talk about it when we're all together. Does that work for everybody?
I'm good with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you've got in your finance report, Joe, before we turn it back to Mariah?
Yeah, the only other thing is we purchased the batteries for the ranch house, and the Collinses were kind enough to deliver the batteries back to Vegas, but we still, according to Mariah, we still haven't received the check, and I've called them, and they said they would mail it out. And so until we get the check, we're short $840-some-odd for our core credits. Other than that, we're in good shape. I had a question for Mariah. I go through all the checks. That's how I come up with these questions. And I show a check for almost $1,500 to Garcane on January 14th. And I show another check. I had it outlined here somewhere. For $2,300 on December 15th or 13th, it seems odd that Garcane would deliver $2,400 worth of propane on December 13th when all the cabins are closed, and then on January 15th or 14th, we delivered another $1,500 on propane. I was kind of curious why we were billed twice on that.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, what actually happened, I found that Garcane's billing is about a month behind their delivery. Such is the case with that January payment. So actually, that January payment was for the lower cabins and headquarters, and they delivered propane on December 17th. It was probably right in that transition period between Phil moving out and the property manager coming in. So that's that one. And then the one that you're seeing in December was for the upper cabins. They were all taken care of. Oh, I can look it up. It's across the desk for me. But anyways, there was upper cabins taken care of, and that was the bill for them. So essentially what you're seeing is propane refill for every propane tank on the ranch, just separated into two different bills and about a month behind their actual delivery date.
Okay. That's just like I say. It just caught me off guard that 30 days apart, we're receiving another shipment of propane. It could be a billing problem, and I understand that. The other question I've got is for Brad. He wanted to hold over $1,700 of his budget for next year, but unless we ear tag it to a specific thing, it's kind of unusual to hold money over. I mean, we did on the batteries for the ranch house, but we knew we were getting them and they were on order, so we air tagged $4,000 for that. But just to put $1,700 carried over makes it awkward for Mariah to keep the budget balanced. You know, could we attach that $1,700 to a specific item?
Sure. Tordon, chemical, herbicide.
Okay. That's basically all the questions I got, unless Mariah's got some with more information than I got. Mariah, do you have anything else for the treasurer?
I would say, in line, what is it, 209 of the proposed budget that was sent out, there's a typo, and it's approved special project money for $17,000. I appreciate the extra bonus there, but I think it was supposed to be $1,700.
I don't see one for $1,700. I always see the one for $1,700. Unless there's a misprint in my...
Line 209.
I don't have that paperwork for line. I don't have line 209 on my.
Then the Reside edition, January 24th, 2020, ESROE board meeting final budget.
I don't have a copy of that final budget in front of me for some unknown reason.
Mariah, you could fix that.
I only got my notes for most of my stuff, most of my questions.
All right, did we straighten out the $17,000 versus $1,700 issue, or are we going to just fix it?
No, we didn't get it straightened out, and I don't know what it is that Brad's looking at. So I was just trying to find that out from him when we had the technical problem.
Well, why don't we just have that on fixed during a phone call or either after the meeting? We can figure out where that's at. Obviously, there's not a there shouldn't be a $17,000 line item, and we can get that fixed to make sure it works right.
I take it back. I think that was correct. I think it's correct. It is $17,000 because it's a total of all specially approved project money, lacking the $1,700 in line 199. But I think we're okay. Let's move forward.
Okay. Mariah, what's next on our agenda?
Okay, well, let me just run back really quick to just verify, since I couldn't have a couple questions answered. So, do we have an approval then for that $1,700 carryover? I need an approval to finish the budget money for the $1,700 carryover to that Brad has requested, which he has tied it to the purchase of chemical, which I believe has not been purchased yet, right, Brad? That was my question. It has been purchased.
Right. Nothing has been spent or with any of that money.
Okay.
So we were
$1,700
under budget. I just want to clarify that really quickly. We were $1,700 under budget, but in reality, we were $2,700 under budget because we paid for the petting zoo animals, and then we got $1,000 back at the end of the year when we sold the petting zoo animals, which was directly out of my budget. Should go back directly into the budget. So we could do that again or move it over, but that's all.
I think now that we've identified and tied that money to the pest control or the herbicide, then I think we can go ahead and it was there. I'd rather in the future not tie it over from year to year, but it's there, and I'm willing to approve it. If any other board members has an objection, let me know.
No, I agree. This is Joe. Let's tag it for the chemicals.
Brad, is that going to take the full amount?
Pardon me?
Brad, is that going to take the full amount?
you said the 1700, is that what it is that I could hear?
Yes.
Is that going to take the full amount?
Yes.
I didn't realize that chemicals were that expensive, but I guess I don't know anything about the chemicals, so, okay.
It'd be about $30 an acre, so just the property that you can see when you come in the gate right there to the right is about $3,000 just for that section right there.
Okay. Okay. I don't have a problem with it. I just was curious.
So with that, Mariah, did you have any other outstanding items?
Yeah, the only other thing is we've got one more outstanding item on the budget, the new category in the Agriculture Department for wildlife, livestock, water lines, and troughs with the requested amount of $1,500. I would love to have an approval or we're taking it off the budget and discuss it later decision so I can submit this budget to the membership.
Well, I say since troughs is in there, we should hold off until we get together in March when Brad comes up with the reason for them. We'll make a decision then.
What I would suggest, since we need to close out the budget and send it to the membership, is that we leave it there, but that's conditioned or pending to discuss the details and whether we can justify to the membership or not. Does that work?
I'm good with that.
Fine with me.
So let's go ahead and put it on the budget now, but recognizing that it's tentative until pending our discussion next month.
Okay. Perfect.
It was already in there with the balanced budget, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when we discussed the budget last meeting, we put it in there as a kind of a placeholder, and we're just going to continue that for right now until we have a discussion, and it won't affect the total budget, and our discussion can help us to justify or discuss what we do moving forward. So
as far as the budgets go, then, that answers my questions. I think I'd like to suggest that what we do in the future, then, is I'll just go ahead at the end of the budget year, take our revenue and our expenses, find out what we have as a bottom line balance, and then from there, rather than carrying over budgets, we can take what's left and say, here's what's left. We're going to allocate this to special projects in 2020 so that we don't carry budgets over. Is that appropriate? Is that understanding?
Yes, I would prefer to do it that way. That way, then we're setting aside money that says it's for future projects, but it allows us to not carry over and say, okay, I'm still owed, you know, the water project that I'm over is one of those items that probably should have been closed out at the end of last year, money gone into the special budget account, and then rather than dragging it from year to year and trying to remember, how much money do I have left over from last year? It's still there. It's still money, but it's not. It doesn't drag.
Yeah, that's very helpful, since most of the money that comes in goes into our general account and we spend out of it. So it's difficult to say that money coming in to a particular budget actually goes just to that budget, because in reality it really doesn't just go to that budget. It goes across the board. So
right, let's do that way unless somebody has an objection.
No objection.
All right, Mariah, are you ready, Mariah, to give your office report?
Yeah. Yes, I don't have too much more to add other than what Joe added. The only thing I have is I'd like to go ahead and ask the board to approve the annual meeting date as the second Saturday in September, which would be September 12th, 2020. That way I can go ahead and book out the garden cabin for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for use of the meeting in case of inclement weather, but also for an assistance for cooking and that sort of thing.
I think it's time for us to set, unless somebody has an objection to that date, then I'd go ahead and put it down and start, you know, include that in any of our mailings between now and the next meeting.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
That sounded unanimous to me.
Okay, that's all I have. So next on the agenda is the property management report by Kurt Jacobson.
Okay, so I just wanted to go, Brad, you weren't at the last meeting, and so you're not aware. I don't know if you're aware of the AP vouchers that we're implementing.
Yeah, I read the minutes.
Okay, cool. And just to iterate, the spreadsheets that we run off of that stuff, it's all, it just creates history. You know, what you did, where you did it. When I put all this stuff on spreadsheets throughout the year, next year we'll be able to go back and just looking at a spreadsheet for Cabin 7, for example, we know exactly what we spent and why we spent it, and we can do that with every cabin. I have files set up for all 10 cabins. I have a file set up for the expenses on the ranch house, and I'm getting a general spreadsheets going for just the ranch in general for, you know, miscellaneous purchases. And you know, it's there to create some history, so we know what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on, and it gives us transparency as well, so we don't have to question what's going on around us. We know.
Sounds good.
The roads up here, I mean, it's been cold this week, and what's that?
Sounds good.
Cool. This delay is killing me.
I didn't hear.
The roads up here are pretty good.
Go ahead, Kurt. I think for everybody that can hear me, Brad just said he just said okay, sounds good on the vouchers system that we're working on putting together.
Cool.
Go ahead, Kurt, and finish your explanation of the roads and that kind of stuff.
So the roads are all pretty good. You get within 2 miles of the ranch. You got a few rough spots, but they're firm. It's not, you're not like driving through mud anymore. We were supposed to get some snow on Sunday. I'm going to confer with Brent because it was Wednesday, Thursday, and it keeps bouncing around, and so I'm learning the weather patterns up here. And that's about it.
Does anybody have any questions for Kurt? I'm curious how things are coming with reorganizing the shed and tools and some of that stuff you were working on.
Well, I got I built a new workbench. I framed in the back of the shop, that one wall, the lower part of the wall, because it was just kind of hanging there. And I've got a bag I'm putting together for, it's just going to have propane lighting tools and mantles and stuff. So it's a kit, and then a little basic plumbing kit and a basic electric kit and those kinds of things to carry around. Inside of the silo, I was just curious one day and opened the door to look in there, and it's full of beds. So those are all, they were all deteriorating, and so I took them out to the burn pile, and I emptied out that whole silo, and all of the plumbing stuff that, I mean, there were brass fittings in like 19 different locations. And it's like I just, they're all in one container now in that room, and all the fittings, anything to do with plumbing or gas or, as I go along here, but pretty much plumbing and gas will be in the silo. So don't freak out if you can't find, pipe fittings and stuff because they're still there. I just moved them. And so that leaves us with a lot of room in the tool room, and you can walk around. The floor is cleared. You can walk around in there. I was just for the meeting, I was up there looking at the radial arm saw and seeing what I can do with that, because that's a really great tool. It can actually do anything a table saw can do. You just have to have the right table set up for it. So I was kind of looking that over, and I think we can actually probably start doing some projects inside there. So it's coming along really good.
Does anybody have any questions for Kurt?
I got one. Are you locking that gate so people can't drive up to the upper ranch and mess the road up?
Yes. Nobody else has been in there since Mac. I don't know who brings their trailer up to Deer Springs Ranch in January, what he was thinking, but he said he had a function in the spring and just wanted to bring the trailer up. And his lot's way up, you know, by Phil and I, so there was no way he was getting up there. But he went down. What he did was he went down between the ponds thinking he could turn around down there or something, and ended up mountain biking it to the headquarters. And so I went out there, and I just had to straighten him out. I said, just disconnect your pickup. You know, it's the middle of the afternoon. The snow's slick. And I said, just disconnect your pickup, and you just have to come back on the freeze to move it. He didn't do any road damage. Everything he did was on top of the snow. So, silver lining.
Okay.
Any other questions anybody has as to what's going on or the conditions up at the ranch?
One comment I would have, Kurt, as you clean through things in the tool room and around, keep an eye out. There's supposed to be some replacement parts to rebuild the backhoe bucket. And if we can start collecting those all together, then maybe we can spend some time cutting and welding and rebuild that big backhoe bucket, because that comes in handy instead of using the little teeny narrow bucket.
Okay. All I found, anything like that, is some digging teeth and one pin. That's all I found anything to do with the backhoe.
Okay. I'm going to be going up to Ogden tomorrow and delivering a tool trailer for Don Ray and bringing another trailer down here. And so I'll ask him. He bought things and left them there at the ranch, but I don't know where he left them, and nobody else has been able to find them, so I'm going to ask him specifically where we should even look.
Are you That's going all. Up the...
Okay, because...
Two questions.
Go ahead, Brad.
Can you operate the backhoe?
Yeah.
Kurt?
Can I operate the backhoe?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not proficient at it. I'm going to have to get used to the machine.
But you could do, you know, simple things like unloading. Those types of...
Yeah.
The reason I say that, Kurt, I know that you're on a delay, so it's hard to talk to you, but the tires have to be squashed in order to get across the roads and stuff. And so they squash them, and then they chain them down, and then they'll deliver them. So you have to have a backhoe to kind of squash them so you can unhook the chain and then offload them when they get there. Are you comfortable doing that, or should we try to get Larry to do that?
Yeah, when are they coming? Do you have a ship date yet?
They can come as soon as we feel like the roads are good, but I haven't had them delivered simply because they have to come on that road. So if we need to even wait a month, we can wait.
Yeah, I wouldn't. We got snow coming Sunday.
Yeah, I wasn't anticipating them being delivered unless if you get clear roads and if you're there and you can operate the backhoe to take delivery of them. That's what I needed to know. Or do you feel more comfortable if we try to
run that through
Larry? And Larry, I have a question for you. Is your trip to Ogden simply going up there to deliver a trailer or bring another one back?
No, I'm also going up for another business meeting and then to see my kid. Three of my kids live up there.
Okay. Okay. I was going to go too, so I could have made that trailer swap for you if you needed to, but if you have other business, then that's fine.
Yes. Appreciate the
offer. Okay, anything else for Kurt?
Oh, you know what, guys? Larry, probably. There's a lot of oil filters and stuff. Those cabinets are actually really well, pretty organized. I didn't mess with anything, but there's oil filters and stuff in there. And one of these times when you're out, if you wouldn't mind spending a few minutes with me, and we'll go through everything that's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Joe. Hey, I had some of those filters maybe by Don Ray. So I had him buying filters, oil, and fuel for all the equipment because I wanted him to change it all come spring. They may be part of his order.
Right. Well, nothing looked brand new. It looked like it'd been in these cabinets for a while.
He may not have purchased them yet, then. Okay.
Yeah, and then there is a set of blades here. I assume those are the brush hog?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Mariah, what's next on our agenda?
Okay, next we have the non-member cabin rental agreement.
Okay, I'll address that just really quickly. We put together new rules and regulations for the members to use the cabins when we change the structure from pay for play and et cetera. But we kind of left outstanding the idea of what we were going to do with non-members who, this isn't where somebody, you know, gives their cabin time to a non-member to use. This is when someone simply contacts the ranch to use or rent a cabin. And I went through my forms and pulled out a regular rental agreement and put in some provisions related to short-term rentals. You know, overnight, three or four night stays type of thing. Brad pointed out earlier today there's one paragraph that needs to be cleaned up because it's not as clear as, quite honestly, I thought it was I was putting it together before our last meeting, which I will fix. But other than that, I would just invite each of you to look through that lease agreement document, see if there's any concerns. I have instructed Mariah to go ahead and start using it with anybody that wants to rent cabin time, any non-members that want to rent cabin time at this point. But Mariah, on Monday, I will get you that changed paragraph so that's fixed. But is there any objection to using that form or something else similar rather than just having non-member guests up there with no agreement, no obligation to, you know, follow the rules, et cetera, et cetera?
No, it looks good to me. I have two questions.
I have a couple things.
Go ahead, Joe.
I have two questions. On line four, there says no smoking is permitted anywhere in the cabin. My question was, do we have no smoking signs in all the cabins? Because I agree with that. It should be no smoking. But I don't know if we actually have it posted.
And then on number six, I think I'd like to see that paragraph specifically state no vehicle or car washing, because people do that all the time up there. So I think maybe we should definitely include the word car washing, not to be done. And I agree with Brad on eight. The word element seems to be out of its element. So other than that, I'm pretty good with it.
Okay, Mariah, would you make a note to add the language that Joe's talking about as far as car washing? And just send me an email. I'm driving, so I can't write that down. As far as no smoking signs, I don't think there are any in the cabins, but I think it might be a good idea to at least have one that we post a magnet or something that goes on the fridge at least. I don't know that there's been a problem in the past, but I certainly don't want to have that problem moving forward in the future. So
I'll get some no smoking signs when I go with the water samples.
Perfect. Kurt, and you also had a question, right, Kurt?
Yeah, mine is, let me see, nine. Well, first off, is the rate 145 no matter what cabin, or was that rate just an example?
Mariah can better answer that question, but I think for non-members, I think that's the rate we established for all of them. Is that right, Mariah?
That is correct. The purpose is, part of it is that we're not in the position to be able to rent to non-members. It's not something that we should be doing, nor do we want to regularly do because of taxes. So it is a little bit of a dissuasion. But it is, yes, we decided across the board it was more simple, one fee, one night, plus a non-refundable reservation fee, which is not part of the nightly fee that they would pay. They're two separate fees they would pay.
Okay. And two, on number nine, should we have some pet-free cabins for people that have allergies to pet danders, or has that never been an issue?
I don't know any issue that's come up in the past. The hard part is where we allow members and we haven't designated pet or pet-free cabins in the past, it may be a little difficult to do that at this point in time, but I'm open to looking at it.
Okay. I just suggestions.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments on what you've seen so far? Okay, not hearing any objections, let's go ahead. Like I said, Mariah, if you'll send me an email with those changes that were mentioned, then I'll go through it on Monday or Tuesday and get you a revised draft back, mainly adding those things as far as the comments, but mainly fixing that language in paragraph 8 that doesn't make sense.
Sounds good.
All right, what's next on the agenda?
It's just a brief report by each board member on their area of responsibility.
Does anybody have anything that they need to report that won't wait until the next meeting? Anything urgent we need to address? Right now is a good time to bring it up.
I just wanted to say that right now the reservations we've got 17 for 2020. So far, and then we were drafting up this a maintenance log. We started with cabin 7 and then sent it to Joe, and we were getting ready to put that together, so we've got a maintenance log for each cabin. And then also Mariah did a letter to all of the people that volunteered for cabin 7 to notify them of their time and their use and how they can use it. So I just wanted to let you know that we followed up with that from last meeting.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kathy, and I'm glad we got those out. I want to make sure that we make cabin time available as soon as possible for the volunteers so that they can use it quickly and enjoy the benefit of what they've put in. So that's good. Anybody else?
Thank you, Mariah. You're the one that did it.
You're welcome.
Just in agriculture, I can see that we're going to have to, that there's an education process that we're going to need to go through. So just beginning that process, let me clean up those water tanks a little bit. Every tank that's on the ranch is owned by the ranch, and the ranch is purchased. So that's it.
Well, I think, Brad, if you can come to the next meeting just kind of to guide us through a discussion of that, you have more information there than anybody, but I think you're right. We need to educate ourselves and make some decisions, and I think we'll be able to do that and move forward so that it's not an ongoing problem or issue.
Clearly, that's exactly what we need to do. So,
all right, anybody else? All right. Sounds like we're winding up. Mariah, what's the tentative date for our next meeting?
Tentative date would be. Sorry, I'm slow on the. Tentative date would be Saturday, March 14th.
March 14th, does that work for everybody? That's right in the middle of spring break for most of the high schools. Do we want to do it then, or do we want to push it back a week?
March 14th is good for me. This is Joe.
Okay. Anybody not able to make it on the 14th? I'm good. And then the next question is, where do you want to have the meeting? I think it's still going to be too cold and possibly muddy and wet to have it at the ranch. Do you want to have it in St. George or in Kanab or any other alternative that anyone wants to suggest?
Unless Kurt says the roads are clear, I don't want to take a chance on getting stuck. I'd be good with St. George.
Yeah,
it's
kind of the middle ground.
Certainly convenient for me. So we'll have it, if there aren't any objections, we'll have it at my office again on March 14th. Let's plan on an executive session at 10:30 and the regular meeting at 11. Does that work?
Yeah.
It works for me.
Yep.
Great. Well, thank you all for your time. Unless there's anything else we need to discuss, then I appreciate you guys being willing to move the meeting to tonight rather than cutting into everybody's schedule on Saturday, since we were just calling in anyway. So I appreciate that.